scripture today is, comes from Luke, the second chapter, verses 3 through 7. All went to their hometowns to be registered, and Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. And he went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
The story is told of a small boy whose older brother got an electric train for Christmas. And the boy set the train up on the tracks in the living room, and he told his little brother, says, "Do not touch my train. That is off limits." So you can rest assured you know what happened. Just as soon as that big brother was out of sight, here come that little brother in there and started laying with the train. And naturally he run the train too fast and it derailed. And he was standing there just perplexed. He didn't know what to do because he knew his brother was going to kill him. And he was standing there and he was trying to get the train back on the tracks. He couldn't get it. It just wouldn't fit. No way he tried could he make those wheels fit on that track. His mother come into the room. And she said, "Son, you can't do it from up there. You have to get down there beside it." And then she lay down on the floor and she put the train back on the tracks. You know, somebody had to get down to where the problem was in order to fix it. And that's exactly what Jesus Christ did. God saw what a mess that humankind was making out of everything. And it couldn't be corrected from up there. It couldn't be corrected from the throne of God right there. It took the ultimate price. It took Jesus coming down in the form of a baby and giving his life for us. He had to get down to where the problem was in order to fix it. Is your life on track today? Think about it. Sometimes I think mine is derailed beyond repair. All of us do. We all have moments in our life when we feel like our spiritual train, our physical train, our financial train, every kind of train you can think of is jump track. But Jesus is here today. He's down here where we are so that he can help us with that problem. So think about it. Is your life on track? If your life is not on track today, you probably are living in a life that is filled with uncertainty. Uncertainty about your finances, your job, your relationships, everything that touches your life. You're uncertain about it. We are living in a day and age today of overt anxiety. Mark Twain once said that from his cradle to his grave, a man never does a single thing which has any first and foremost objective save one: to secure peace of mind for himself. People do everything they know how to do to find peace of mind, to fill that void that is in their life. In an age of anxiety, is it that we can come together and celebrate? It's hard. People our lives are filled with so much anxiety, so much confusion, so much stress. But you know, we can come together, we can celebrate. And it all has to do with a little child that was born in a stable 2,000 years ago. The prophet Isaiah foretold his coming in chapter 9, verse 6. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us, authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Emmanuel. Jesus has come today to bring us peace. There are several aspects of peace which this little baby brings that we're celebrating his birth. This child of Christmas brings us peace with God. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Remember that you were at that time without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers of the covenant promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Without this child of peace today, we're at war with God. If you do not have Christ in your life, you are an automatic enemy of God. But through His love, we can be reconciled and we can find that everlasting life, that everlasting joy, that unending peace that comes from accepting Christ as our personal Savior. Where is the peace that was promised by this child? The Bible teaches that the time of ultimate peace is coming in the future when Jesus Christ returns to earth. However, we have a fantastic, wonderful promise. We can have peace now in the body of Christ. It's present. That peace is present right now. It's a reality in our church. Paul continues to teach the Ephesians. He says, for he is our peace. In his flesh, he has made both groups into one and broken down the dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us. Jesus has secured for everything. Regardless of what your circumstances may be, Jesus Christ is the answer. This child of Christmas brings us peace with ourselves. He is our peace. When Christ, through His sacrifice, makes us at peace with God and with others in His church, then and only then can we be at peace with ourselves. You can't love somebody else. You can't be at peace and have a relationship with your neighbor or with a person sitting next to you in the congregation unless you have that peace in your soul. As we celebrate the birth of this King of Kings and this Lord of Lords, remember the words from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 that I quoted last week. You, God, will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. What's the word steadfast mean? It means unwavering, unfaltering, persistent, committed, and dedicated. And that's what we have to be as children of God. We have to be dedicated. We have to be persistent in our prayer life. We can't wait until our train derails and say, oh God, help me, I'm off track. But we have to keep that line of communication open 24/7. feather and be on speaking terms with the conductor. The only hope of the world today, which longs so much for peace, is to allow this Christ that was born in a stable to remake our hearts, to remold us as we prepare our hearts to take the communion. Let us begin with praise and thanksgiving for that holy night when Christ came.